morning. It's Friday morning and it's Ness Andrews, and our daily podcast this morning is based on the word blessed. Now, I was reading Deuteronomy 28, verses 1 to 8 this morning from the Message in my Bible. I'm just going to read that to you. It says, "If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. All these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. God's blessings inside the city, God's blessings in the country, God's blessings on your children, the crops of your land, the crops of your livestock, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flocks, God's blessings on the basket, on your basket and bread bowl, God's blessings in your coming in, and God's blessings in your going out. God will defeat your enemies who attack you. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that God your God has given you. God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you, if you keep the commandments of God your God and live the way he has shown you." Did you notice how throughout the scripture it referred to you? Not a place or a job, but that he actually blesses you. So if you're in a place right now or doing a job and you don't enjoy it perhaps, and thus don't feel blessed, it's important to know it's not the place that gives you a blessing or your boss, but blessings come from God. And as you are a child of God, you are already blessed with spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. It says in Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 3, it says, "He has paid for your blessings with his blood." Well, amen. So the blessing is not on the places we are at, but it's actually on us. And that's just so good to know, isn't it? Because we don't have to strive or worry about receiving a blessing from God through our good works, or whether we've upset God or because of our actions. And that God just loves us anyway, and he wants to bless us. And all he asks, as it says in Deuteronomy 28, is that we obediently listen to his voice and we follow him and we live right and in according to his word. And that's what we buy into, isn't it, when we become Christians? That's what we ultimately want to do. We want to become more Christ-like. So I think that's a relief. I think it's great. And I'm open to the more blessings God's willing to give to me and my family, then great, bring it on. And but what if you don't see the blessings? Well, I just wanted to read a little bit of an extract out of my Joseph Prince daily reading. And his take is, he says, "Well, my friend, if you don't see the blessings, check what you have been believing and saying. Some people complain and blame everyone and everything around them, their parents, race, gender, environment and government, for their lack of blessings. But I want you to believe and confess that you are blessed because of Jesus' finished work on the cross, not because you are of a certain race or work in a certain place." And that's just great, isn't it? It's good to know that it points back to God again, and it points back to his sacrifice for us and all that he died for, so that we could have the freedom that he's given us today. I just want us to pray now. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, I just ask you this morning, Lord, to pour down your blessings upon all people, Lord, who are struggling right now and they have a heart to follow you, Jesus. And also for those in the persecuted church, Lord, no matter where they are on the earth, Lord, that you will pour your blessing upon them and you will find a way through for them, Lord, and you will walk that journey with them, Lord, into a place of victory. Father, I pray that you will bless those who are in government positions, Lord, and that they will make the right decisions, Lord, those decisions will bless others. Lord, I pray that you will just bless the poor and the needy, Lord, and those that are Struggling so much, Laura, through mental health and all those different things that COVID across the world, not just in the UK, but globally, is having an effect on people, Lord. Lord, we want all eyes and all ears to be attuned to you, Lord. And our prayer is that on this morning. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. So as we go into this weekend, all I've got to say, guys, is be blessed. And seek God for your blessing. Bye.